Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com.
Welcome into the KRDO Business Connection. I'm your host, Andrew Rogers. Joining me this morning on the KRDO Newsline is Dixie Burmeister with the Palisade Chamber of Commerce in scenic Palisade, Colorado. It's that time again for the annual Peach Fest. And Dixie, thanks so much for joining us here on KRDO News Radio.
Well, I'm delighted to be with you this morning and to share all the wonderful things about the 2023 55th annual Palisade Peach Festival.
Yeah, and as we're talking about the upcoming festival, let's get the important stuff out of the way. When will it be held, and what else do we need to know if we're planning to make that trip over to Palisade?
Okay, August 18th and 19th is the actual festival in the park. But on the day before, on the 17th, the town of Palisade kind of kicks things off with a downtown ice cream social and street dance. And you know what would be included with the ice cream, of course.
Well, let me guess, peaches?
Yeah, that's right. And by the way, the peaches are... Well, do I say this every year, Andrew? The peaches are the best ever this year, and so I will share that with you. But yes, August 17th is the ice cream social and street dance, and then Friday at noon starts the festival in the park and down at River Bend Park, and it goes until, of course, evening on the 18th, Friday. All kinds of things going on: orchard tours, peach festival, peach jam stage, peach cuisine chef demos, farm to table dinners, music, libations, peach libations, of course, delicious ones of all kinds, and big kids tent, free things for the kids to do once you get in the grounds. And I tell you what, we have a lineup of chefs that you would salivate if I started to tell you about all of them. But all of those things going on, and Saturday morning, got to have a peach parade, wouldn't you say so?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. But before, here's a chance. I figured this out, Andrew, and the Lions Club Pancake Breakfast, with peaches, of course, starts at 7 a.m. in the town park. And then at 8:30 is the Just Peachy 5K run. So, see, you can eat the pancakes and peaches, and then you go out and run off those calories before you come on down to the festival. How do you like that idea?
That is fantastic. And with this being the 55th edition of the Palisade Peach Festival, what can we expect that might be a little new or something that we haven't experienced when it comes to everything peach?
Well, I think some of the new things is a little bit different layout, for instance. And this year, I think you will find the presence of the peach in absolutely every booth, in one way or another, and it's going to be interesting to see. I mean, we've had a lot of, most of our food booths always include a peach dish or two, of course, made with Palisade peaches. But the fact that all of the booths this year, whatever they may be, are going to really concentrate on the presence of the peach, because after all, Andrew, what are we talking about?
Absolutely. We're talking about the Peach Festival.
Yeah. And yes.
I know one of my favorite things from last year's festival was the barbecue competition, and really how a lot of those pit masters included the peach in their traditional barbecue affair. Is that going to come back again this year?
You better believe it. And it is on the Peach Cuisine with Colorado Chef starts at Friday evening. And then Saturday is the barbecue, the peach barbecue throwdown. And I tell you what, those guys are serious, but yet they have so much fun and they cheer each other on. And a lot of them will have their families there, and they set up early, early on Saturday morning and start smoking those meats and doing and creating all of these dishes. And I'll tell you what, they create and do so many that after the judging, which takes place about 5 o'clock on Saturday evening, then they go back to their tent, and they serve out all of the samples they have left. You know, of course, the judges get theirs first, but and a lot of times they'll add other dishes because they're just experimenting on each other and testing out some things besides what they enter in the contest. And then there is the fabulous pig trophy. You know, that they all want, and it's treasured. We also have great, you know, prizes, and the barbecue throwdown and the peach cuisine sponsored by Safeway. And we make sure that everybody, all of our chefs get a little gift of thank you. Our chefs will have bio cards that will tell their bio, give you a picture, how to get a hold of them. The recipes will be handed out. And then on Saturday morning, of course, the barbecue joins the peach cuisine in creating all of these wonderful dishes. And it's so much fun. And it is amazing to see the dishes that both cuisine chefs come up with and the barbecue guys, and they have more fun. And they were, I mean, let's face it, August is a rather warm month, wouldn't you say? And there they are, though. They're right there firing up those smokers and those barbecues and having a great time. I mean, it is so much fun. There's the big tent for the kids with all kinds of activities that American Furniture Warehouse employees love this. I think I'm trying to figure out who has more fun, the kids or the employees that help run that tent, because it's so much fun. And we have the Grand Valley Libations, and we have the CBD Happy Campers Entertainment stage with bands. They start right off the bat on Friday and play the music throughout to the end of the festival. And, you know, they work a little bit of peachy songs into their presentations as well. So a lot of people come and they spend all day. And wouldn't you spend all day, because there's so many things to do. And don't forget, our orchards will be there, some of our orchards. And as you can imagine, they'll have, you can buy a single peach, a bag of peaches, whatever you care for. And they have all kinds of peachy things in addition to fresh peaches. You can get jams, jellies, syrups, you name it, and they're going to have it. And we also have peach pies, peach cobblers. Do I have you salivating now?
Of course, and I've got to ask, as we talk about this every year, but for those who may not be aware, what makes the Palisade peach so special and, dare I say, better than what you'd find anywhere else, even in that state down in the southeast that claims to be the peach capital?
Well, I tell you what, we even had some of those people from that one state come to the our peach festival because they heard me one time on the Food Network say, sorry, but our peaches are the best. And so they go, we decided we were going to call you on that, and we came up here. And they stopped me that next year at the festival, and they said, and you know what? And everybody stopped and were listening, and they said, you're right. You do have the best peaches in the world. And what makes them that way, Andrew, is, you know, we're a high desert country here. And so, you know, we're about 4,500 feet, a little higher in some of the hills around here that the peaches are growing. And, you know, we have so many days of sun. And the interesting thing is that and our growers have become such experts and travel all over the world, you know, giving mentoring various countries and growing peaches and agriculture. They're very big into that, and what great team members they all make. But one of the things they say, our growing season, which seems very long to me because we have peaches through October, but our growing season is shorter, for instance, than that big state, you know, on the Pacific Ocean over there. And and so our trees reach up to the sun more, and with that high altitude sun, it just makes those peaches so sweet. We have those hot days and cooler evenings that makes it just perfect. And we are known as the dessert peach because of its sweetness. And add to that, Andrew, that peaches are really good for you. So it doesn't make sense that they could be so low in calories and so delicious at the same time.
Yeah, it is a fantastic celebration. It's the Palisade Peach Festival coming up. The free ice cream, social kicks, everything off on Thursday, August 17th, and there will be events through the weekend, Friday the 18th, Saturday the 19th as well. For more information, head on over to PalisadeCoc.com. Dixie, we appreciate it as always.